Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, DMV. Welcome to another weekend here on 106.7 The Fan. It is Saturday morning, October 24th. Next Saturday, you'll be dressing up in costumes for Halloween. Maybe I'll do the show dressed with a paper bag over my head, because that's how I'll be feeling about Washington next week. But I'm hoping not. We have a big matchup to look forward to, Washington versus Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys leading the NFC least right now against my Washington football team in a game where if Washington wins, they're back in the hunt for the division. How crazy is that? Lots to look forward to there. Anytime it's Dallas week, I get pumped up. I don't care what our division record is. I don't care what happened the previous week. When we're playing against Dallas, it gets my juices flowing. I am ready. Washington versus Dallas tomorrow. I get to talk about that this morning here until 12 noon. Big show today, though. Lots to talk about, and I like to get the show started with Today in Sports. The biggest news today out of the NBA, or in the past few days, was that they're looking at a December 22nd restart, which would allow for them to schedule big games on Christmas. And I'll be honest with you guys, the NFL has stolen Thanksgiving, at least in my household. I eat turkey and I watch football all day long on Thanksgiving. And then on New Year's, the NCAA has stolen New Year's. The biggest game is always on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, and I'm always watching that. And the NBA has owned Christmas for about the last 15 years. So that was huge for them to get the schedule going to be able to announce that they are hopefully looking to start again December 22nd. In the MLB, the World Series, Game 4 is tonight at 8 p.m. The Dodgers are up 2-1 after an impressive 6-2 win yesterday, and that is a good series to check out. I have been having my eyes glued on the NFL Network, though. This NFL season with so many scheduling changes, with COVID-19, with the fact that every single team, it seems like, has like a quarterback battle or a coach on their hot seat. There's so many great storylines to get to in the NFL, and I'll give you my NFL pick'ems. If you want to call into the show today, the topics to talk about are the World Series, of course, Haskins versus Allen, and how to beat Dallas, how to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'll give you my keys to victory on the show later, as well as talking fantasy studs and duds. Today in sports, the English Premier League, you get Chelsea versus Man United at 12:30 p.m. That is a huge matchup right there. If Frank Lampard and Chelsea lose, he is on the hot seat for sure. 100%. Anytime you get those two big clubs going at each other, there's so much at stake, even though we are early in the season. Also, in soccer, I'd be crazy if I didn't mention this, at 10 a.m. today is El Clasico, and that is, of course, Barcelona versus Real Madrid. You can watch that on BN Sports. Barcelona with a completely different lineup this season, with no Rakitic, no Suarez, and America's own Sergio Dest looking to start his first El Clasico. How great is that? Madrid's lineup is young this season, looking for Vinicius and Asensio to get going up the wings. It's always a great soccer match when you get El Clasico. Those two teams have been going at it for years and years. In the NCAA football, It is time for the Big Ten to get underway. Yes, they waited until now, October 24th, and they will get started. At 12 noon, you have Nebraska versus Ohio State, our first chance to see the Ohio State University out there on college football Saturday. In the SEC, Alabama versus Tennessee at 3:30 p.m. Number two, Alabama coming off a big win against Georgia. In the Big 12, we have a great matchup of number 17, Ohio State versus number 6, Oklahoma State. I would say got to take Oklahoma State there at -3 to cover the points. And the late game, if you're staying up late, which I will be doing on a Saturday night at 9 p.m., you can watch high-scoring offenses in number 9, Cincinnati versus number 16, SMU. I'd say take the over 57 points in that one. So I am at the One Sports Nerd on Twitter. I hope everyone is up and at 'em. Grab your coffee, grab your Joe, grab your tea, grab your orange juice, and get your day started. You can always reach me on Twitter at the One Sports Nerd, or you can call in 1-800-636-1067. And I want to tell you guys how much I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I can't stand the Dallas Cowboys. They are my biggest rivalry. They are the team that I look at with so much disgust every single season. I can't stand Jerry Jones. Ugh, I hate Jerry's world. There's nothing I like about it. Dak went down. They put in Andy Dalton. And Dallas fans are still overly confident in this redheaded monster to do something here when he hasn't done anything for the six quarters that he's played. And so if you're a Cowboys fan in this area, I would like you to call in and let me know why you think your team has a chance to win. Your team is giving up over 36 points per game. Your offense hasn't done anything. You squeaked by in that second half to defeat the Giants, then got destroyed by the Cardinals. But here in Washington, we haven't looked much better either. It's been an up-and-down season with a lot more downs than there were ups. The only up was that first game of the season. And it's come to the point here in Washington where we have a QB nightmare of a situation. Where I'm calling it the dueling duds on my show. Because both guys don't want to win the job, it seems like. Both guys are making mistakes. Both guys, like, it's crazy. Kyle Allen and Dwayne Haskins, you have a chance to be the franchise quarterback here for the next 5 years, but just doing everything wrong. The story this week with Dwayne Haskins that he tried to have a family friend in the hotel, the team hotel, the night before a game. You can't sleep alone the night before a game, dude. Come on. Grab your yellow blankie and get going. It's game day. You can't mess around like that. That's how you get benched. That's why you're third string. And Kyle Allen just loves throwing the ball short. He's the dink and dunk champ right now. And because of that, defenses aren't scared of him. And it's completely ruined our offense. And a lot of that also goes on to Scott Turner. And the fact that it's like he's running a mediocre, I called it last week, I called it basic bitch offense. It might be even worse than that. Like it's like it doesn't even match up to the big colleges the way he runs his offense. There's no deep shots. There's no trickery. It's the same five plays, rinsed and repeated. It's a car wash of offense, and it's not getting it done. But it's brought me to the point here where I'm prepping for my show. You know, I'm Monday through Friday. I'm working for Podville Media, and I'm always thinking about topics that I can talk about on my show. And I said, you know what? Screw the negativity. Every single season, every week, there's so much drama. There's so much things that upset me. I created a whole segment for you this week about the positives in Washington, about some of the bright spots here, because Washington's my favorite football team, and you really, I mean, you gotta open some doors that haven't been opened to find some positives, but I'll get to that later in my show. I'm going to tell you guys how to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I think it's simple. You have to let them beat themselves because Dallas is on pace to give up the most points in the history of the NFL. The most points in the history of the NFL. That's how bad their defense is right now. Anybody and everybody in the NFL can score on them. And darn it, if they hadn't come back and beaten the Falcons, they'd be in the same position as us. But with that one win, after that one onside kick and that one late field goal, the Dallas Cowboys are sitting in first place with the Philadelphia Eagles with their tie having the advantage right now. We are the NFC least, the NFC least likely team to make it to the Super Bowl this year, the NFC beast no more. And it's pretty embarrassing, but here's the thing, is the bright spot is that there's going to be meaningful football here in Washington for the next 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. Because I don't see either of those teams, Philly or the Dallas, or even the Giants, going on a 3 or 4 game win streak. So we're going to be sitting in a place where every team in the division is under 500. Every team in the division. It's crazy to think about, but it's also the bright spot is that every single week, one win can completely change your season. I want to talk to you guys about all that and more. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I got no guest planned for this show, so I need to hear from the callers. I need to hear from you guys out there in the AWOD army telling me. Sean's listening. I got my guy Al Rashid listening. Daris producing the show. Daris, we got a big show for everyone today. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Good morning, everybody. Get up and Adam here. I'm Adam Epstein on 106.7 The Fan at The One Sports Nerd. My guy Taylor chimes in that he, unfortunately, this is how he sees it going, that the Cowboys defensive line has a field day. The Dallas offense does well enough. And the Dallas Cowboys, despite having the worst defense in the league, they resurrect their season on our backs. So you can chime in on Twitter if you want to give me your opinion on Washington versus Dallas. It's a huge game in the division. I said last week it was a huge game. This might be even bigger. The rivalry with the Dallas Cowboys is still alive in my head. And here's the situation that we have. Okay, Dwayne Haskins at third string. Throughout four games in this season, he had 939 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and a QBR of 33.5. And Kyle Allen, in 2 games, 354 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, that huge fumble that cost us the game, and a 71.3 QBR. So, Kyle Allen and Dwayne Haskins are dueling duds this season. Washington, with a new regime in head coach Ron Rivera, inherited a rookie quarterback that was extremely overdrafted by an overambitious owner who honestly liked the kid because he went to the same high school as his son. And then the overconfident first-year head coach saw an opportunity in Washington with backups Case Keenum and Colt McCoy on expiring contracts to bring in a quarterback that he was familiar with in Kyle Allen. Well, for Ron Rivera, with no training camp due to COVID, no preseason, it's led us to the point where Dwayne was not having enough success. And the division being so poor, Ron Rivera thought he could win with his man. That put us to where we are now in this showdown with the Cowboys. And I'm telling you guys right now on 106.7 The Fan, call in if you disagree with me. But if Kyle Allen cannot defeat the 2-4 Cowboys with backup quarterback Andy Dalton, then this should be his last game as the starter. If he cannot defeat the 2-4 Dallas Cowboys, he should not be the starter here in Washington. Kyle Allen has not looked good. He has not looked like he even has the ability to do something special. He's looked like a backup QB at best. He's not even taking any shots deep. He hasn't even made an attempt to hit the home run ball. You'd think a guy in his shoes would be dying to connect on the big shot. You just come into the game. You just come into this team here. How do you get your confidence? By going deep. Why are you not taking deep shots? How much confidence would it give you to just bomb at 50 yards and have Terry McLaurin off to the races? Why wouldn't you take that shot? You have nothing to lose. You were brought in here to be the backup. So take chances. Risk it for the biscuit. Please, Kyle Allen. Do something. Anything. Everything to win this job. Because Dwayne Haskins, on the other hand, is doing absolutely everything to never get another shot at the starting QB job in Washington. The latest story of him getting fined for trying to sneak someone into the locker room into the team hotel a night before game day? That's trying to lose your spot, Dwayne. And even when he was the starter, he didn't have the confidence or the focus of an NFL starting quarterback. So we're sitting here, and none of the guys want to win the job. It drives me crazy. I do not understand why Kyle Allen is scared to throw interceptions. He was brought in here to be the backup. He wasn't signed this offseason to be the starter. So go out there and try to make plays. And what he's doing, I'll give him credit. He's trying to make plays with his feet, but that's not the right way to do it in this system. He's got to throw the ball deep. He's got to give Terry McLaurin a chance. This is hopefully going to be the get-going game for Washington. All right? Let's be honest. Last week should have been a victory. The team absolutely played well enough to win. The defense got stops. The offense moved the football. It was the interception that led to a touchdown for the Giants. It was that fumble returned for a touchdown that lost Washington the game. But they definitely got right. I said it last week. I'll say it again. The Giants game was the get right game. Kyle Allen got his first start against the LA Rams to get used to the offense and get comfortable at the helm. The Giants game was a chance for Washington to get right and turn things around. They did that. Yes, it was a 1-point loss that easily should have been maybe a 10-point victory. This Cowboys game is the chance to get going. You got right, you get going. Now get some confidence and momentum on offense against this terrible defense and get going into the second half of the season. Get right, get going, and good luck, Washington. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How are you feeling about Washington versus Dallas on Sunday at 1 p.m.? I said last week it would be the last time that I give Washington a chance where I pick them to win. I lied. That's what I do to you guys. I get away with a lot of white lies. And here's another one. I think Washington's going to win again. I think we can beat this Dallas Cowboys team. Ezekiel Elliott is fumbling the ball left and right. He's trying to lose games. Andy Dalton, on the other hand, has had three or four throws that have gone right through the defender's hands. It could have easily been returned for a touchdown, an interception. He is just, oh my gosh, he is just itching to throw a pick six. And this, I just don't see a way for Washington to blow this game here. Yes, I can see them losing. I can see the Cowboys winning 24-23 or a close game. But I can't see the Cowboys winning by a whole lot. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What are you feeling about here when we get to another rivalry game of Washington versus Dallas? Yeah, it's not what it was in the 80s or even the 90s, but it still gets me fired up. I can't stand the Dallas Cowboys, and that is the team that I want to see Washington defeat, and I want to see us embarrass them. And it would make me feel so good and so happy to see Andy Dalton fall on his face and look terrible. I mean, he looked pretty bad in that game against the Cardinals. I think he can look worse. This is the time for grab your cereal. If you're Chase Young, if you're Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, and eat it up. Eat it up. This is your chance to get going and be a defensive line group that scares people. You had 8 sacks against Carson Wentz. You had 8 sacks against Carson Wentz, and you haven't really shown up much since then. This is the chance for you guys to get right. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Eric in Fairfax. Guys, I want phone calls all morning here. 1-800-636-1067 so I can go to the phone lines. Let's go to Eric in Fairfax. Eric, what are you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, hi. I'm on 95 South and listening to you like last week. So anyway, I had recorded the game. I wasn't able to watch it. And the last couple of days, I watched the entire game.
Yeah,
I thought he played a little better than what I'm hearing from you. I thought most of his passes were fairly good. He was leading the runner.
Yeah.
I remember at least one long pass that he overthrew quite a bit.
Right.
And I like his mobility, so I'm really interested in how he does tomorrow. I think if he can clean up the
mistakes.
Turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll win, and he'll keep his starting position.
Yeah, no, Eric, and you make some good points there, and I don't think he's been terrible. I just don't think he's been good, and I think the turnovers have been so costly. You can't have an interception on your side of the field. That leads to the touchdown. And then that fumble at the end of the game. Dude, take a sack. I mean, that's the reason that Dwayne Haskins was benched. It was for making bonehead decisions where he took a sack and an 18-yard loss and got us out of field goal range. That move by Kyle Allen, he tried to step through like a 300-pound defender, and he got stripped, and it was just so ugly. It looked like a high school quarterback, and that's what's sticking out of me in my mind, is that in the fourth quarter with the game on the line, yes, after that, he did drive down the field for a touchdown, but man, that's a costly play, and you can't have that.
Oh, yeah, you're reminding me. Yeah, I cringed when I saw that fumble, but I think you have to hand it to him. It could have been the game-winning drive. He drove down the length of the field, and we'd gotten the two-pointer, we would have won.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you. Here's my thing, and I want to hear your take on this, Eric. I would have loved some kind of trickery there on that two-point conversion. Give me a reverse. Give me a play-action rollout, a hard play-action rollout. I mean, it just seemed too basic, and they were trying to get McLaurin on an out route, and it was well covered, and he was screwed, and he was ended up running around and then taking a sack, right?
Oh, I'm with you 100%. I hated that call. I think an RPO, play action, whatever, I think has a very high rate of success, especially with a mobile quarterback. Plus, he could have run that in.
Yeah, I think here's Eric, and here's exactly why I think he didn't run it in, is because he saw, who was it? Was it Jabril Peppers? I think he saw him, and he felt a collision at the goal line coming, or at the one-yard line. And the back of his head, he's probably thinking, from what Scott Turner yelled at him about 2 weeks before that, was that you can't take the hit, because then Alex Smith becomes the quarterback. You can't take risks like that. And I think that hit that knocked him out of the game against the Rams is the reason he didn't try to run it in for the win on that two-point conversion.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to run into Peppers either. How about you?
Yeah, no, he played well, and the Giants surprised me. They almost beat the Eagles the other night. Thanks for the call, Eric. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I see we got Ron and Rick on the line. We got Jimmy. We got Smith. We got Kyle. I got all you guys on the line. We're going to get to you next here on The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, and I'm working for the weekend. This is AWOD Weekend Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. My guy Troy hits me up on Twitter, thinks that Dallas is giving up 30-plus to everyone. He also thinks that it's a coin flip between Dallas and Washington. Bradley's asking, is this a chance for Washington to get going? Hell yes. This is a chance for Washington to get going and end up winning the division. And here's the thing, and I could go on a rant on this all day for you guys. This first year in the Washington football team era, the regime for Ron Rivera, has been bad. It's been worse than mediocre. It's been drama-filled. It's been crap. But he can turn all that around if he wins the division at 6-10. Which is very possible. It only takes winning the division games. The team is 1-1 right now, desperately should be 2-0, but lost to the Giants. There is a very good chance that the winner of this game ends up winning the division. And yes, it's all looking like it is the Dallas Cowboys, but in a division this bad, one game can completely turn it around. This is Washington's chance to get going, then beat the Giants the next week. Then you got a couple easy games in a row after that. You could go on a four-game win streak. Am I talking out of my butt? Yes, but there's a chance for Washington here to show some momentum, to get going on offense, get going on defense. They should have 7-8 sacks on Andy Dalton. This is their chance to turn the season around. The last time I'm saying it, the Giants game was a chance. They blew it. They blew it with that two-point conversion. Have to win this week, or we're talking about the draft and we're talking about Trevor Lawrence on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Rick in Mississippi. Rick, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
I don't completely agree with you. I'm not a big Kyle Allen fan necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I've gone back and studied his film. Here's a couple of things. He's still, you know, we talk about the same thing with Dwayne Haskins, but Kyle has not started 16 full games yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't even count the Rams game. He was in there for a cup of coffee. So he's only started one game this season, mm-hmm. and he has more touchdown passes than he does interceptions. Now, that's big, because Peyton Manning threw like 52 interceptions his first 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's a huge positive. Also, I would really put a lot of this on Scott Turner. I mean, like you were saying, no deep shots. No motion. Hey, listen, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Didn't we at the beginning of the season hear all these players talking about, oh, I love Scott Turner's system. We've got guys in motion going this way and that way. And I expected to see like the Shanahan or the Los Angeles offense where guys are running to the left, guys are running to the right, and
right.
then the defense moves to the left, and then suddenly here comes a reverse to the other side, here comes a pitch back, here comes a halfback option. And what do we get? The very first play of this season, go back and watch the film, we get the Jay Gruden offense. run up the middle for 1 yard.
Right.
Go back and watch it. And I've seen it every single week. He loves to run up the middle for 1 yard or minus 1 yard. Hell, that's the Jay Gruden offense. Where is all this motion, motion, motion? Where's the deep shots? You know, I'm tired of people saying, well, they don't have any time to throw. Sure you do. Go back and watch every film on every game, and you'll see there are a number of times when you can either roll out or you can get 2.5 to 3 seconds. Why does Tom Brady take a three-step drop, loft the ball up in the air, not throw it straight, but loft it up in the air? That gives your receiver an extra second
right.
and a half to get downfield. Why don't we look? This is not brain surgery. it's so simple. Why can't you just watch what other teams do and say, hey, let's do that. They're undefeated. Why can't we do that? This is so stupid. I can't believe I'm even talking about it. But Kyle Allen, let's give him at least one full game here in his second start. This is his second start in his sophomore season, because he didn't really play his first season in 2 years ago. So this is his first, his second start in his second season, and he has a winning percentage as far as touchdowns to interceptions. So I would say don't panic. Let's at least look at him this weekend with the worst defense in the National Football League we're facing. If he does bad this week, if he craps all over himself, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But let's at least give him a chance, and let's not say, well, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't played yet. He played one game. And let me ask you one final point.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the year that the last year a Redskin quarterback with 2 minutes left in the game drove for a touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins, as much as I couldn't stand him here in Washington, he did have a few clutch drives. But you're right here on the point with Kyle Allen, is that part of the blame goes to Scott Turner and his offense, that this whole offseason, the entire offseason, they claimed, we're going vertical. You had Terry McLaurin saying, oh, I can't wait to play in this offense. They're going to give me so many different shots. I'm going to be all over the field doing every single route. That hasn't happened. And with Kyle Allen, in the short time that we've seen him, the one thing you mentioned that we haven't seen him do is throw guys open, throw to a position where guys can run into open field and make a play on the ball and make the catch. That's what I would like to see from him. He needs to get going against this Dallas defense that is letting anybody score on them. Let's go to Smith and Akatik. Smith, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Good, thank you. I hear you talking about the Washington football team winning games, and I just don't even know why. Once they benched Dwayne Haskins and they bring in Kyle Allen, it's winning the division, getting 6 wins. I just think it's like short-sighted thinking in terms of this is Ron Rivera's first year.
Yeah.
He's not going to get fired. I don't care what he does unless he punches a baby, right?
Yeah.
Lose as many games as possible, try to get the best quarterback available, and start anew. I just really feel if at this point, I mean, I've been a Washington football team fan my whole life. I think it's been, what, 30 quarterbacks in 20-something years. Until we shore that up, listen, we drafted Dwayne Haskins. We moved up to get him. He, for whatever reason, Ron Rivera thinks he's a bust. I don't know if he's a bust, and I don't think he was in there long enough to find out. But just like the other caller said, Peyton Manning threw 50 interceptions in like 2 or 3 years, right? But if you were here in Washington, we would have benched him. We'd just say, oh, he got the bum. He can't, you know, we're so quick to move on.
Yeah.
You know, man, now I'm here, you know, like to win a division at 6-10, to go get your teeth kicked in and be in the same position next year, the year after that, the year after, and I just think it's very short-sighted. I feel especially for, oh, man, I hate to tank too because I hate the idea of it. But when I see these teams, like I look at, you know, Green Bay or the Niners going from quarterback, you know, you go from one Hall of Fame quarterback to another one and you're set. 40, as long as I've been alive, the Packers have been good.
Yeah.
So I just think it's too much. I don't know.
Yeah. No, Smith, I appreciate the call, man. And here's what I would say, okay, is that you cannot take away from the experience of getting a playoff game. Even if your team is 6-10 and you win the worst division in football, the experience that that gives the guys, the young group of guys going forward, is huge. And you're totally correct. Until we have a quarterback, we don't have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl, right? But you play Dwayne Haskins and look what happened, right? The guys felt like he wasn't giving them a chance to win because he wasn't taking it seriously enough. And so I get giving Kyle Allen a shot. My thing is, you have to, if this is going to be a losing season, you have to get back to Dwayne. If you're trying to win, then it has to be now, and then you have to stick with Kyle Allen and try to get some momentum on offense.
Right. Yes, right. But that's my point there. The whole point is to win, right? So, and I'm not saying I don't want to win. I don't want to be 8-8. Being 8-8 is as bad to me as I would rather be 0-16 than 8-8. It's idiotic to get 8 wins and to always be in that almost should have been. It's better to be absolutely terrible, build up. I'm in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm watching the Wizards. they have to be the worst run organization in sports, in my opinion. It's so short-sighted to say, I get it. I get the experience factor and all that. But some of these players aren't going to be here anyway when we're good enough to win. So we're going to get them good for somebody else. These players are going to, and it's so rough to, because I get it. I know you want to, it's their job. So, you know, I mean, they're not going to look at it from my perspective. I'm going to look at it from a fan's perspective to say, man, the Washington football team has been down for so long, man. My heart hurts to watch the games. I can't even,
yeah.
It's no longer fun. The Cowboy fans are coming out the woodwork. I say there's no way. How can we lose? To me, last week when you said this is the game to get right, once they lost that game, I said, that's it. All the gloves are off. The Giants are terrible. We made Daniel Jones look like a young Michael Vick running around. When he hit the read, I said, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
No Saquon, out injured. Now imagine if they mess around and get, because I look at last year when the Giants won that final game at the end of the season, they went from drafting Chase Young to now they have that left tackle, Andrew Thomas, who was benched. You know what I mean? So they hurt themselves by winning, by not saying, you know what, this season's over. We have 3 wins. Getting this 4th win ain't going to help us. They hurt themselves by winning. And I feel as though right now the organization, they should get together and say, listen, we blew it with Haskins. We should have never. You got to admit what you are. You know what I mean? I mean, I tell my own children, you can do anything within reason. You can do anything right? So the American dream is for everybody, but it's got to be reasonable, because maybe if you're 4 foot tall, you ain't never gonna be able to dunk. And I feel like the Washington football team's in that position right now. But
yeah.
I thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Smith, here's the thing is that, yes, you're totally right, except for the fact that we did come back and almost win that Giants game. I totally, when we lost that game, it broke my heart. It felt like the season's over. But now that I've had a chance to sit back and react to it, the thing is that for the first time in a while, Washington had a late comeback touchdown drive that should have been for the win or should have been at least to force overtime. We had all the momentum, and I think there was no chance that the New York Giants would have won in overtime. More calls next here on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan on a Saturday morning here. You're listening to AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm Adam Epstein, at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. My guy T1 Flav is listening. He chimes in. Mike Hall chimes in that he's listening. Kevin Smith says he's running errands, listening to The Sports Nerd on 106.7 The Fan. Marcus chimes in that he thinks if Snyder was smart, he would have thrown money at Dez or AB. And then you would have got the McLaurin deep shots going there. Nate chimes in that he's listening and he doesn't think he can win with this crap O-line. So 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in here. And I have a quote from Scott Turner this week on if Sunday's game is an opportunity for an offensive breakout. And Scott Turner was quoted saying, "What I've told our guys week in and week out is that if we trust the process, if we continue working on trying to get better, then, quote unquote, breakout game is going to come. Or we're just going to start consistently performing at the level we've expect here. That's really more so. Every game is going to present a different set of challenges. We're just going to try to play our best football, focus on ourselves, and play well as we possibly can. I think the rest of this stuff takes care of itself." Scott. This is Adam Epstein talking now. Scott, this is your chance to turn things around. You've been dinking and dunking all season, and that crap hasn't cut it. You've refused to go deep, and because of that, defenses are pressing, and their coverage is shutting us down. The running game has been a joke. There has been no trick plays to trick the defense or scheme around them all season. The offense has looked meh. This is the chance tomorrow at 1 p.m. to put together four solid drives and score at least 28 points. Put the damn ball in the end zone. Scheme people open. Get your star wide receiver the ball earlier in the game in Terry McLaurin. If Scott Turner can't muster 26-plus points against this Dallas defense that's the worst in the league, maybe in the history of the NFL, then he needs to stop calling plays here in Washington. This is no joke. This is my last straw with the Scott Turner offense. I said after 2 weeks, and I was completely wrong, I said that I love this offense because of all the motion and involving the running games in the pass game. 6 weeks into the season, he's shown me that's all he can do is involve the running backs in the pass game. He can't find a way to get wide receivers open. There's no deception. It's the same five plays over and over again. Expand the damn playbook. Scott Turner, expand the damn playbook. That's what I want you to do. This Dallas defense is beating themselves. Dallas is on pace to give up the most points in NFL history. The Dallas defense has shown that they can't stop anybody on offense. The entire NFL can score on them. They're worse than bad. They're terrible. The first half of games, they're giving up touchdowns like it's their job. So how do you beat Dallas? By testing their defense, taking shots downfield, and having a strong game plan to win matchups. That's how you beat Dallas. Let their defense make enough mistakes to blow the game. Because Dallas on offense has looked pretty much putrid with Andy Dalton, despite two passes he made when he replaced Dak, one to CeeDee Lamb and one to Michael Gallup. Then that second game with Andy Dalton, the Cardinals blitzed so well, and Zeke coughed the ball up twice, which worked to Arizona's advantage for an easy 14 points. But even in garbage time, Dallas struggled to move the ball. Andy Dalton wasn't connecting on any of his short passes, and every time he went deep, it looked like it could have been an interception or he threw the ball 15 yards over the receiver's head. The Dallas Cowboys offensive line is also a huge problem for them. They give up sacks. They get called for holdings left and right. They're starting rookies in place of injured veterans. And oh yeah, Andy Dalton is just itching to throw a pick six. Twice has he had recent throws that could have been walk-in touchdowns had the defender made the grab. Andy is itching. He's itching to throw one. He's been so close. So how do you defeat the Dallas Cowboys? You let them defeat themselves. 1-800-636-1067. Is the number. So I'm feeling confident here going into tomorrow's matchup against the Cowboys simply because I think we're bad, but I think the Cowboys are worse than us. Darius, you feel like you look like you have something to say here, because after I said that comment, you gave me one of those smiles like, ooh, he's on to something.
No, I kind of don't agree with you.
Okay.
I mean, I agree. I do agree that the Cowboys are in a situation health-wise where they're nearly almost as bad as us.
Yeah.
But at least they have wide receivers.
Yeah. No, they do have. They have three guys there.
At least they have wide receivers, and they have a stud running back who did put the ball on the ground two times last week. But I'm pretty sure he probably went around the facility all week holding that ball high and tight.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Because I can tell you this, Zeke was pissed off. He looked so upset on the sideline when after those two fumbles, he was benched for the next drive.
I mean, that game was completely on him.
Yeah.
He gave away the momentum single-handedly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But I still don't think their offense was good enough to score enough points over the Cardinals. Even though Kyler only completed seven passes, he got so many clutch third downs. He ran for a few of them,
mm-hmm.
and their offense got points.
Our quarterback is not running the same speed that Kyler Murray is running.
So if you're looking at this game here and you're looking at Washington's offense versus Dallas offense, I can get you give Dallas offense the nod, even with a backup quarterback. But defensively, Dallas, I mean, look, this Washington defense has shown that they can make mistakes left and right. They can stop the run, but then they can get burnt with the deep ball. But you have to think they have more talent. The Washington defense is way more talented than Dallas.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sure. I just, our offense has to help the defense too.
Yeah.
Our offense can't give their defense short fields, or excuse me, our offense can't give our defense short fields to have to work with. It's not going to work that way. We have to put together consistent drives, get down the field, get into their territory more often than not. It's the only way.
And Dustin Hopkins has got to make field goals. That was huge last week,
yeah.
The fact that we lost by one and he missed a field goal.
Yeah.
I got my keys to victory coming up next. I'm going to tell you guys how Washington can get it done. More of your phone calls also on the other side of this break. We got two more hours of AWOD Weekend Radio on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.